The response in the lead headlines to events around the publication yesterday of the government's plan for managing the COVID-19 pandemic for the next 6 months is not encouraging for the government. The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mirror speak of confusion. Chaos, says the Irish Independent. The Irish Examiner quotes a word used by the Independent TD Michael McNamara to describe the day's events, shambles. What a circus, says the Irish Daily Star. And keeping up the circus metaphor, or maybe it's pantomime, the Star subhead says, they think it's Doyle over, it is now. Oh no, it's not. That's a reference to the announcement by the Ceann Comhairle that the Dáil was being adjourned after the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, had become unwell and was being tested for COVID-19. Later, as the papers report, the Taoiseach wrote to the Ceann Comhairle asking him to recall the Dáil last night. And late last night, the Department of Health confirmed that Mr. Donnelly's test had come back negative. The editorial writers give a more measured response than that of the headline writers. The Times refers to the confusing message about Dublin, but says a certain ambiguity can be forgiven. In a constantly evolving battle such as this one, there must always be room for improvisation. The details of the plan are important, says the Examiner, but the spirit of common purpose behind it is even more important. This battle will demand total commitment from us all, says the Independent leader writer. The reason for the government's long-term plan is made obvious in a column in The Independent. Health correspondent Eilish O'Regan reports that the infectious disease consultant Dr. Sam McConkie has warned that if the recent rate of infection continued, it would lead to 5,000 new cases of the virus a day in Dublin City and County by the end of October. A tougher anti-COVID-19 crackdown on Dublin may be rolled out, O'Regan writes. Dublin is facing another lockdown by the end of the week, the Irish Daily Mail reckons. As for yesterday's plan, the Times health editor Paul Cullen says its 60 pages describe a reasonably comprehensive framework for living with the virus, given what we have learned in the last 7 months. Even in level 5 of the plan, schools would stay open and small weddings and funerals would be allowed, Cullen writes. It is clear there will be no going back to the full lockdown of last March as the government attempts to balance public health and economic priorities, he says. The Irish News leads with a report that the family of a North Belfast girl left with lifelong scars after she was mauled by a dog have welcomed the 4-month jail term handed down to its owner. Today is Mouth Cancer Awareness Day, and The Independent reports on a Cork woman, Susan Richmond, who thought she just needed a wisdom tooth removed, but her dentist's concerns led her to discover that she was suffering from mouth cancer. Ms. Richmond has been successfully treated for it and advises anyone who notices any changes in their mouth to go to their dentist to get it checked out. They are trained for this. Don't delay, as early detection is vital, she said. In a column in The Times, Michael Harding writes about how a woman in Bundoran told him his camper van was wobbling all over the road. A nice little Corolla would suit you better, she said. I confessed, says Harding, that it was a car I had never owned, although a romantic history of Cavan Town could never be written if the humble Toyota Corolla were excluded from the narrative. Also in The Times, Roisin Ingle says it's unfortunate that plans for a new double cycle lane along Strand Road in Sandymount, Dublin, have been postponed till January. She describes the pleasure during the lockdown of using the new protector cycle paths that have cropped up in really useful places. We cycled around Dublin like we owned the place. It was a good feeling, she writes.